Any other question?
Honey, yes. What did Baba say about people coming to God through other past forms of the avatar, and if there was any difference at all, if any?
Every avatar, when he takes birth, he does the work for humanity. And humanity reaps the benefit out of the work that he has performed and he has done, you see. And individual, every individual according to his own capacity, you see, comes to a point where he is blessed by the either the perfect master of the time or the avatar, if his avatar happens to be in the body, and then he goes to, he realizes his own self.
The reason why I ask is there are so many people now who are coming to Christ, coming to Buddha, coming to other forms of the avatar. And Baba, did Baba say there was any difference between coming to the avatar in a past form and the present avatar?
Yes. The avatar is for all times is the same. But the present avatar holds the office. He is officiating. It is something like Nixon is the president of the USA now. Would you get your done work done through Nixon or to the Eisenhower who is no more and who is dead? How can you approach that president who is no more in the office? He has done his work, he's finished, he has dropped his body, he's gone. But even after the avatar drops his body, because it's only short time that he has dropped his body, and the work and the entire work that he has left behind, it has a great force and great influence which is going to last for another 700 years. And during that time, it is only through that avatar that the work could be done. The real officiating period of the avatar is 7 to 1400 years. The effect and the influence of the work done by him. It is definitely more so when he's in the body, in the human form. And the work done by him has an influence which lasts for 7 to 1400 years. And when the influence goes on waning, then he has to come back again. In some other form, at some other time, some other place. So instead of going to the man who is officiating at the time, we go back and seek the help of somebody. And in fact, it is the same avatar. Supposing a man goes to the Christ, a man goes to Zoroaster, who lived maybe 10,000 or 15,000 years ago. You see, his all prayers and his longing and all this doesn't go to waste. But it is an indirect way of coming. Why should we not take a direct way when we know so much about it and we have got the way on hand? Not that any effort put in by anybody to worship any of the past masters or the past avatar go to waste at all. But comparatively, it becomes very slow process, an indirect process. It's not a direct process. Now, I will give you another instance. Eisenhower was the president of America for some time. Now, he's not officiating at all. There may be a friend of Eisenhower. And people know that this man is a friend of Eisenhower. So, in the name of Eisenhower, he may get his work done through somebody else. Would it be as potent, as powerful as another man who is a friend of Nixon and gets his work done? Who bothers about Eisenhower? Finish, gone. Nixon is the officiating man today. And a friendship with Nixon would be more fruitful than the friendship with Eisenhower. It is something like this.